From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Three people were killed and numerous others injured when a vehicle was driven into a crowd Saturday in the northwestern German city of Münster. Police said a fourth fatality happened when the driver shot himself inside the vehicle. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A van drove into a group of people in the western German city of Münster on Saturday, killing several of them. The suspect then took his own life, police said, adding that they weren't looking for anyone else. Police cordoned off the scene while a helicopter circled above.
That was Lucy Fielder reporting, and German authorities have for now ruled out a connection to Islamist terrorism. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip attended funerals Saturday for a well-known Palestinian journalist and others who were killed in the latest wave of border clashes. Nine Palestinians died Friday after being shot by Israeli troops during border clashes, the health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip said on Saturday. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is in police custody after a tense showdown with supporters who tried to block him, leaving a Union Building. Earlier in the day, supporters chanted, "Lula, don't turn yourself in." Da Silva left an exit of a metal workers union surrounded by several bodyguards who pushed back supporters trying to keep him from leaving. He was being taken to a police station. Earlier Saturday, supporters didn't let him leave. They blocked the gate. Da Silva has been convicted with corruption and sentenced to 12 years and 1 month. This is VOA News. More than a dozen are dead in a crash involving a Canadian junior hockey team. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
We are heartbroken and completely devastated.
At least 14 people were killed when a bus carrying a Canadian junior hockey team, the Humboldt Broncos, collided with a truck in the province of Saskatchewan Friday evening. There were 29 people on the bus.
And we will never forget the members of our Broncos family who were taken from us and who were injured.
The hockey team was heading to Nipawin to play the Nipawin Hawks in the semifinals of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League playoffs when the accident happened.
And that was Reuters' Colette Luke reporting. The driver of the tractor trailer was not injured, according to police. The cause of the accident is under investigation. The Trump administration is moving forward with new sanctions against both Russian companies and individuals. Here's VOA's Cindy Sain.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
China and the United States have filed complaints against the other with the World Trade Organization. There were more talks of possible trade wars surfacing after U.S. President Trump said he is considering an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports. Mary Lovely is a senior researcher at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
You know, that show of force may be getting the Trump administration what they want. Unfortunately, it does have the effect of, I think, politicizing the commercial relations to an unprecedented degree.
China says unilateral actions by the United States violate the WTO international trade law, and Beijing has filed a request for consultations under the WTO dispute framework. The spiritual leader of Egypt's Coptic Orthodox Church celebrated forthcoming Easter Sunday in a midnight mass on Saturday night. Orthodox Christians use a different calendar from Roman Catholics and Protestants, so their celebration of Easter usually falls on a different date from the rest of the Christian community. Coptic Christians comprise roughly 10% of Egypt's population. We have much more on all these stories on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.